You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I'm the pastor of Elevation Church, and this is our podcast. I wanted to thank you for joining us today. Hope this inspires you. Hope it builds your faith. Hope it gives you perspective to see God is moving in your life. Enjoy the message.
Because life will label you by what you did. And the Bible gives us a little peek. Only John tells us this, because John had this sensitivity to him. When you read his gospel, he tells you things other people don't mention. He said, now Thomas, also known as Didymus. I mean, if we've just got to label Thomas a doubter, can we at least call him Doubting Didymus, because the alliteration works much better. Doubting Didymus. The Bible says that Doubting Diddy, one of the 12, was not with, somebody say, he wasn't there. So now Jesus and Thomas got something in common. When they went to look for Jesus' dead body, he wasn't there. When Jesus showed up alive and resurrected, Thomas wasn't there. And Thomas wasn't there. The Bible doesn't say why he wasn't there. I've always heard it preached like he wasn't there because he didn't have enough faith to be there. But the boys inside had the doors locked. They weren't any better. So if we're going to give out nicknames, let's talk about Simon Peter inside with the doors locked. How about Scaredy Cat Simon Peter? Scaredy Simon. How about Locked Door Levi? Lock him up Levi. And Doubting Diddy. And we all have doubts. That's what I'm trying to say. We all have scars. We all have dysfunction. You might have long sleeves, but if I could roll up your sleeves, you've been through something. You struggle with something. Your wife may not know it, but God does. I gotta hurry. I gotta hurry. I'm getting really indulgent, and I gotta get you out of here because the next crowd's coming in. Somebody say nails. 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 So the other disciple told him, we have seen the Lord. But Thomas said, this is why they call him Doubting Thomas. I call him Honest Thomas. I don't call him Doubting Thomas. I call him Honest Thomas. Truthful Thomas. Because Thomas is like, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it off what you said. I need to see for myself. I got to see Jesus for myself. This has to be real to me. So, hey, unless I see the nail marks in his hands, unless I see where he suffered, I will not believe in his glory. And unless I put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I won't believe. Watch Jesus. Now, I want to point out one thing in verse 26. Look at it. 7 days later. Seven. 7 miles. 7 days. God will leave you in a space where you don't understand to create faith in your heart. So Thomas says, I need to see the scars. Jesus could have showed up on the spot. He waited 7 days. Jesus could have walked up to Cleo and said, see my scars, it's me. But sometimes he wants to let you walk and wonder and walk and wonder, not because he doesn't love you, but because if your faith needs an explanation, it cannot sustain the trials of life. So he waits 7 days. Y'all help me preach this. He waits 7 days. Have you ever had to wait 7 days? Have you ever had to wait through a custody battle? Have you ever had to wait to see if this is ever going to feel better? Have you ever had to wait through pain, wait through depression, wait through anxiety attacks, wait through bad reports, wait through a newscast? Have you ever had to wait?
A waiting period. And then when Jesus shows up a week later, seven. Everybody say seven.
Seven.
7 days, 7 miles. 7 days, 7 miles. It's the number of completion. And then Jesus shows up. Maybe just at that point where Thomas is tired of waiting. And the disciples were in the house again. And Thomas, this time, was there. And Jesus walks in. Look at the next part. Though the doors were locked. They still locked the doors. Still scared, but they stayed. Still scared, but they stayed. I still got some addictions, but I'm in church today. God can work with that. I'm still on the road. I don't get it, but I'm still. And this time Thomas was there. He's not gonna miss it this time. And Jesus came in, stood among them and said, peace. Watch what comes next.
Yo, Tommy. Hey, Diddy. Hey, Honest Thomas. I heard you wanted to see my scars.
Now, this is important.
Put your finger here.
Where?
Where the nails were. Isn't that what you needed to see, Thomas? Where the nails were.
Now notice something. He didn't say where the nails are.
Yo, Tommy, I'm back from the grave. And I need you to see something. Look, Thomas, no more nails. Look, Thomas, they're not here. Put your finger where the sin was. Put your finger where the shame was. Put your finger where they tried to crucify the creator of the world. No more. Somebody shout, no more nails. No more nails. In other words, what held me doesn't hold me anymore. I came to declare today.
It's a day of freedom. I wish you would push your neighbor till they almost fall over and say, no more nails. No more nails. Now, I've heard so many sermons about forgiveness because we've all been wounded. Raise your hand if life hasn't wounded you yet. I want to see where the liars are in the church because I want to have a special prayer for all the liars who would have the audacity to lie in the presence of God and act like you haven't been wounded. We've all been wounded. Rock Hill, Gaston County, it don't matter. Toronto, Canada. You can't walk the road without being wounded. You can't go to church without being wounded.
You didn't speak to me. That's why I left. They didn't speak to me.
I was in a church one time. And the preacher got on this thing about wounds. And it was so weird, y'all, because he was like, he was preaching about wounds. His thing was try to get everybody to go back and remember all the ways they've been wounded throughout their whole life. He had me thinking of stuff in the third grade. Just the craziest stuff, like that was going to bring healing. Look at this. Jesus didn't show Thomas his wounds. He showed him his scars. There is a difference between being wounded
and being scarred.
That's good.
So when I prayed about this first word of forgiveness, the Lord told me to talk to you about the nails. Whatever has wounded you, whatever you hide, whatever happened. See, when Jesus shows Thomas his scars, I'm glad he kept his scars. I'm glad he kept that part. I'm glad he didn't stay dead, but I'm also glad that he came out scarred, because that gives me hope. And that's how I try to preach. I don't want to preach wounded, because if I preach wounded, I'm going to inflict my pain on you. And I don't want to be a wounded parent. I don't want to be a wounded spouse. I don't want to walk around. God spoke to me a couple months ago, and he said, if I've really healed you like you claim I have, why are you still so touchy? Thomas said, I want to see where the wounds were. And when I teach preachers, Jonathan can tell you, I tell them, don't you get up and tell the church all the ways that you woke up at 5:30 a.m. And, you know, if I put you in my pulpit, show the church some of your scars. You can show them the stones that God has rolled away. That's fine. That's a part of it. He is a God of miracles. He is a God who makes dreams come true. And we've all got some stones that he's rolled away, but we've all got some scars too. So show them your scars. Show them where you didn't get up at 5:30. In fact, show them where you pretended like you didn't hear the baby crying at 5:30 and Anna got up. Tell them that story. Tell them how you almost quit. Tell them how you wanted to throw up the first week you went out to preach after the news media ran a story about you for 4 days straight saying things about you. Tell them that. Tell them how you were in the bathroom and you came out smiling. Show them where the wounds were, and it'll give them hope that what wounded me doesn't have to hold me forever. Come on, it's time to be free. It's been long enough. It's been 7 days. Forgiveness doesn't mean it didn't happen. The scar shows it happened. Jesus didn't show up and say, what cross? What y'all talking about? Cross? I don't remember cross. I heard a preacher say one time, this guy's an idiot. He should have his credentials revoked. He said, if you've really, let's get a preacher voice going. If you've really forgiven someone in your heart, you will not even remember the offense. There is a word that comes to my mind to describe what he said, but I'm going to just say it's inaccurate. It's not denial. When I say forgiveness, because I got to be careful, because I'm a pastor, right? I'm not just passing through, preaching 1 week, leaving. I'm not trying to just get something. I'm trying to go on a journey with you. Yes. And to let you know that when you let go of whatever wounded you so that you can be free and go into the future God has for you, it doesn't mean that you pretend it never happened. This is not denial. The nails were there. My dad walked out on me. Not my dad. I'm saying that. You could say, my mom had an impossible standard that I could never live up to. And I believe that part of my eating disorder today has to do with that. I'm not saying it didn't happen, but I can't let it hold me. I cannot blame her forever. Not if I'm a Christian. Not if I am a Christian. Not if I worship the one who was wounded for my transgression. See, I need to let you know something, because the hardest person you'll ever forgive is not your ex, is not your mom, is not your dad, is not your neighbor who came over your fence and your property line. The hardest person you will ever have to forgive is yourself. See, the truth be told, it is my self-inflicted nails that I have the hardest time letting go of. But I want the devil to know, when he comes to hammer at me with accusation, I don't know where you go when that starts to happen, how worthless you are. Have you noticed the devil loves to hammer you? And he's got a big hammer. But let me tell you a little secret. He ain't got no more nails. Somebody shout, no more nails.
The next time the devil hammers you with accusations, shout back in his face, "You ain't got no nails."
All my nails are in that cross. All my shame is on that cross. Somebody shout, "No more nails." There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life has set me free from the law of sin and death. The devil might have a hammer, but he doesn't have any nails. Reach out and touch. Woo! The place where the nails were, where they were. It doesn't mean it didn't happen. It happened. I fell short. It happened. I ruined the relationship. It happened. They abused me in ways that I don't even want to tell my own spouse. It happened. I deal with the traumatic remembrance. See, it's not that it didn't happen, and it's not that it doesn't hurt. That's not what forgiveness is. Forgiveness doesn't mean it doesn't hurt. I mean, the nails might be gone, but the memory is still there. And it's really easy to forgive sometimes when the person that you're forgiving is gone. But when you still have to work out shared custody, when you still have to live with the memory, when you still can't be touched without recalling the shame of when you were touched the wrong way, and now you're trying to learn how to love the right way, when you're trying to learn how to trust, it doesn't mean it won't hurt. Away with the preaching that will teach you that the pain will go away when you forgive the offense. It's not that the pain goes away. I'm helping somebody. I'm setting somebody free. You keep waiting for the feeling of forgiveness to come. It's not a feeling. It takes faith. I said it takes faith. I said it takes faith. I said it takes faith. It takes faith to believe that the same place where the nails were is the same place where the healing is. They saw it in his scars. Jesus needed those nails. If they hadn't nailed him to that cross, if they hadn't punctured, if the blood didn't flow from that place, the power wouldn't be released. I'm saying not that God's going to take the scar away, but that he is going to release the greatest strength in your life from the place where the nails were. Come on, shout, "No more nails." It's a declaration. Doesn't mean it didn't happen. It happened. They bullied you. It happened. They lied about you. By the way, not only have you suffered some wounds, but you've inflicted a few too. And it's kind of crazy how we can be comfortable putting all of our nails in Jesus' cross, but then walk around with a pocket full of our own to put in other people. If all my nails are in his cross, that means all of yours are too. I cannot demand to receive a grace from God for me that I will not give to you. And so what it means isn't that it didn't happen. What it means isn't that it didn't hurt. What it means is not that I won't handle it. I might not be able to be friends with you in the same way anymore, because I might not be able to trust you. Forgiveness is not the same as reconciliation. Don't go emailing your ex on message them on Facebook when you're married now for 12 years talking about, "Will you forgive me?" In the still of the night, end of the road, flashbacks to prom. It's not that things won't be different. It's not that I won't handle it. But Thomas, I want you to put your finger in the place where I was held to the cross. And I want you to know that what held me doesn't hold me anymore. That's what forgiveness is, friends. It's not that it didn't happen. It happened and it was horrible. It's not that it doesn't hurt. It's just that I'm not going to live in the offense any longer. I've been wounded long enough. Why would I choose to stay wounded when healing is in His hands? Why would I keep nailing you to a cross when it's only hurting me? Somebody say, no more nails. No more nails. The Spirit of God is in this place. No more nails. It's all in the cross. All my past, all my shame, it's all in the cross. No more nails. To be free, I gotta let go. And I declare over your life today, not that it won't ever hurt again. Not that some things won't need to change. Not that it won't be a process. Remember, this is only mile one of our journey. But if you will put your nails in that cross and trust what Jesus proved, that all things, somebody shout all things.
All things.
Even the nails. Even Judas. Even that. I talked to a woman who went through the most traumatic childhood experience you could describe. I wouldn't put it in this sermon because there are kids who came in. But what she went through was so horrible, yet she was able to look at me in the eye and say, although I wouldn't choose it, and although I'm not saying it was okay or that it was right or that God did it, I'm not trying to justify it. When I see how God has used even the things that I wouldn't choose, it's not that I wanted it to happen. It's not that it doesn't hurt. I'm not going to fake. I'm not going to live in denial. I'm not going to stay in dysfunction. I'm not going to, but I wouldn't trade my scars for anything, because my scars are the proof of His power. Yeah, I got scars. Yeah, I went through it. Yeah, it hurt like hell. Yes, they drove the nails. Yes, it was offensive. And yes, it was wrong. But no, I won't stay here. No, I won't sacrifice my future on the altar of my past. No more nails. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. Come on, shout like you're free. Shout like you're free. How long do you want to stay wounded? How long do you want to stay stuck? It happened. I'm not living in denial. It hurts. I'm not going to live defensive pretending like it doesn't hurt. And I have to handle it. I'm not going to live in dysfunction, enabling dysfunctional situations and calling it forgiveness. But I'm not going to stay here dead when He is risen. No more nails. No more nails. He is going on the cross today, all of it. All of it. The sin you did, the sin that was done to you, it's all going on the same cross today. And all things, even the scars, not just the stone, but the scars, all things will work together for the good. Look, Thomas, it doesn't hold me anymore. Look, Thomas. Your doubt doesn't have to hold you anymore. Look, Thomas, touch it. You see my scars? You see my scars?
I know you got some wounds. They've been open long enough. It's time.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.